Saturday, June 11th is a county gospel and bluegrass evening of music with Ray Franks at the Jeffersonville Fire Hall, 7 to 9 p.m. 845-292-3909. Saturday, June 11th is an evening of music and praise, 7 p.m. at the St. James Episcopal Church in Calicoon, New York. 845-887-4742. Saturday, June 11th, MC Rich Kamko will be at the Nutshell Arts Center on Route 52 in Lake Huntington, New York at 7 p.m. www.thelaughtour.com.
The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program features the British singer-songwriter, the incomparable Sir Paul McCartney.
Don't keep
Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. You know that song. You know that voice. It's like an old friend. It's like someone I know. Never have met the man personally. And it's hit a long and winding road for Paul. It has led him to his birthday. Paul McCartney's birthday is coming right up on June 18th. Paul was born in 1942. He'll be 69 years old. Happy birthday, Paul. Paul's a Gemini. I am also a Gemini. My birthday is coming up soon. And another good friend of mine, this person I absolutely know pretty well, David Sokol's birthday is today. So happy birthday, David. So Paul McCartney, Long and Winding Road. You know, he wrote that song, and the songwriting credit goes to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. He recorded that song with the Beatles. But the recording that we just heard is a live performance from a concert that Paul McCartney gave in 2009, just 2 years ago this summer in July at the City Field. Good evening, New York City. Paul McCartney live. What an amazing thing to see a master musician in the full vitality of his life performing like that. I mean, when you look at the music that he sings in this one concert, he sings, you know, he sings 30 songs with an incredible vibrancy to his performance that might belie his age. And, you know, I didn't have a chance to see this performance, although it has been released on CD and DVD. And, you know, you might be wondering, God, what would it be like to see Paul McCartney in concert, like once-in-a-lifetime experience? Well, you know what? You just might have your chance coming up, because it was just announced that Paul McCartney has confirmed a concert coming up this July 15th, 2011, at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. He's doing another concert tour called On the Run. So Paul McCartney coming right here in July. So long and winding road for Paul. You know, he met John Lennon when he was only 15 years old. And by the time he's 20, the Beatles are starting to record and broadcast radio shows on the BBC. For that entire decade of the 60s, John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote and recorded over 190, 200 songs together. The Beatles finally broke up in 1970. And you know, there was a little bit of agitation in 1969. Who was going to be the first one to actually leave the band? Who was going to announce it? You know, various members, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, they were all taking turns leaving and coming back. But it was Paul who finally announced that the Beatles were breaking up. And I learned how he did it. It's very curious how he did it. I never knew this. He made his very first solo recording, Paul McCartney. The album is called McCartney in 1970. We're about to listen to some recordings, some songs from that album. He released that album on April the 10th, 1970. And what he did is he sent some advance copies out to the press. And inside that press package was a Q&A, a question and answer typed up and written. And that is how he formally announced that the Beatles were breaking up. So this solo recording, Paul plays everything. He writes all the songs. He sings all the songs. He plays the bass, the drums, the piano, the guitar. This is Paul McCartney's solo effort right after the Beatles have broken up. This is his first recording. We're about to listen to three songs. First, we'll hear Teddy Boy, and then Sing Along Junk, and then Maybe I'm Amazed, Paul McCartney's first solo recording from 1970, McCartney.
This is the story of a boy named Ted, if his mother said Ted be good, he would. She told him tales about his soldier dad, but it made her sad, then she cried, oh my. Dad used to tell her he'd be twice as good, and he knew he could, 'cause in his head he said, Mama, don't worry, now Teddy boy's here, taking good care of you. Mama, don't worry, your Teddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see you through. Then came the day she found herself a man. Teddy turned and ran far away. Okay. He couldn't stand to see his mother in love with another man he didn't know. Oh no. He found a place where he could settle down, and from time to time in his head he said, Mommy, don't worry, now Teddy boy's here, taking good care of you. Mommy, don't worry, your Teddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see you through. She said, Teddy, don't worry, now Mommy is here, taking good care of you. Teddy, don't worry, your Mommy is here, Mommy's gonna see you through. Ted, be good, he would.
Amazing.
McCartney, 1970. Maybe I'm amazed. He wrote that song for Linda, his wife, Linda McCartney. And she was actually singing some harmonies with him on this album, his first solo recording after the Beatles broke up. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Paul McCartney's birthday is coming right up on June 18th. So maybe I'm amazed. There's something I found out very interesting about this one particular song. There is currently a competition going on called Maybe I'm Amazed Covers Competition. So here's the way it works. You record a video of yourself covering Paul McCartney's song, the one we just heard, Maybe I'm Amazed. And then you go to youtube.com/Paul McCartney. And you post your video there on Paul McCartney's YouTube channel. And so this is a competition that just opened up on May 26th, and it runs through June 16th at 4 p.m. So you upload your video, and you know how on YouTube people can vote, like, do they like it? Well, the person with the most like votes, you know, the most likes, wins the competition. And what you get is you get a remastered copy of the McCartney album that we just heard some songs from. I think that's really kind of fascinating. Talk about, you know, having longevity, having a catalog, having music that will outlive you. I mean, the way, in my opinion, the way this the music stays alive, I mean, we can play recordings of Paul singing this music, and right now that's great. 100 years from now, are they going to be listening to these recordings? Probably the way his music will stay alive is because other people are going to keep performing his songs. They're going to keep performing the music that he has written, and he'll live on. He'll live on as the great songwriter that he is. You know, the album that we just heard, we heard three songs from that McCartney album. First, we heard Teddy Boy. Mama, don't worry. It's like a song that's kind of, that's like the demo. It sounded to me like the very first rough drafts of a song. He hardly did any arrangements on it. And then the next track is called Sing Along Junk. And he didn't even really, it's just a song that he was in the process of writing is what it sounds like. And then right after that, Maybe I'm Amazed, which is like a full-blown masterwork composition recording where he plays everything. So what did the other Beatles think about this solo recording that McCartney did? Well, George Harrison really liked the two tracks, Maybe I'm Amazed, and another track, That Would Be Something. He said that those tracks were great. But John Lennon had a different opinion, and he did an interview in Rolling Stone that year. And I'll just paraphrase. Basically, he was surprised after all of the painstaking work that Paul McCartney demanded of the Beatles and how demanding he was for perfection in his recordings. John Lennon said he was surprised by the lack of quality on this album. Well, in any event, we know the backstory on that one. Paul McCartney. So that was 1970. The very next year, 1971, Paul releases his second album, his solo album, except this one is Paul and Linda McCartney. And the album is called Ram. And we're about to hear three songs from this 1971 release. It's a further extension of the happy-go-lucky feeling that you get from the McCartney album. Kind of like, you know, it's been hard, the things that he's gone through. And when he did that McCartney solo album, it was so cheerful and simple and straightforward. Well, it keeps that style going with Ram. We're about to hear Ram On, followed by Dear Boy, and then Uncle Albert. Paul McCartney, 1971, Ram. Paul and Linda McCartney.
Big one.
Okay.
Thank you.
guess you never knew, dear boy, what you had found. I guess you never knew, dear boy, that she was just the cutest thing around. I guess you never knew what you had found, dear boy. So sorry, Uncle Albert, we're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a we
Admiral Halsey notified me he had to have a bath or he couldn't get to sea. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
From the 1971 album Ram. So we've just heard some music from Paul McCartney's two solo recordings after the Beatles broke up, 1970 McCartney, 1971 Ram. So Paul and Linda, right after that album, they formed the band Wings. And Paul and Linda had an entire decade together. You know, Paul was with the Beatles for the entire decade of the 60s. And then again, after these two solo recordings, he formed the band Wings, and they were together for an entire decade. A little later in the show, we'll be hearing a song that Wings was so popular for, Band on the Run. So, you know, Ram, 1971, and then Wings. Wings broke up in 1981, and part of the reason was that after John Lennon was murdered in 1980, Paul was just afraid to play live. He was afraid. And so Wings broke up in 1981. And, you know, Paul McCartney, lifetime career in the public eye. A long and winding road. Paul's birthday is coming up on June 18th. He'll be 69. And, you know, it's hard for me to imagine what it's like to live with that kind of fame. You know, where not only has he shared his music, he's shared his artistry in such an honest way with us. When I learn about the stories, the backstories on a lot of the songs that he writes, it's from the very simplest things that come out. And he wrote some amazing material on his 14th solo studio album, which was released in June of 2007. The album is called Memory Almost Full. So Paul McCartney, he gives us a window into what it might be like to be Paul McCartney and to live the life he's lived. Memory Almost Full. The first song we're going to hear from this recording is called Ever Present Past. And I just love the play on words. First of all, the title, Memory Almost Full, you know, it's a beautiful metaphor for a life, such a full life. Memory Almost Full. You know, apparently he was inspired by a little message that he saw on his mobile phone. A little digital message came up that said, Memory Almost Full. So it's brilliant the way he comes up with his ideas, how he looks around him, and that's what he composes from. Some people have suggested that the album title Memory Almost Full is also an anagram, that if you rearrange the letters, that it also spells out the sentence, for my soulmate, LLM, Linda Louise McCartney. So when they asked Paul about the idea, Memory Almost Full, was that an anagram? Did he know about it? Well, he said that it was a mystery, that he hadn't intended it. You know, he hadn't meant for that to happen, but sure enough, there it was. So let's listen to some of these songs from the 2007 Paul McCartney album, Memory Almost Full. We'll start with Ever Present Past, followed by You Tell Me, and then an amazing song, What It Was Like to Be Paul. That was me, Paul McCartney, Ever Present Past.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. I've got too much on my mind. I think of everything to be discovered. I hope there's something to find. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I do not think I did. But the things I think I did when I was a kid. I couldn't understand the words that they were saying, but still I hung around and took it all in. I wouldn't join in with the games that they were playing. It went by, it went by in a flash. It flew by. Far too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it's never too late. Searching for the time that has come so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I think I did. The things I think I did when I was a kid. What's the things I think I did? I think I did. But the things I think I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid.
Let's see. Was it real? Is it truly how I feel? Maybe. You tell me.
Disconnected, had it my way. on the street, I had my feet on the ground. Stood corrected, well protected, resurrected, had it my way. I've got my feet in the clouds, got my head on the ground. I know that I'm not a square, as long as they're not around. But I find it very, 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 very hard. Yes, I find it very, 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 very hard. Love is fab, it's like a stab in the heart. A hidden treasure, made to measure. I had it my way. I've got my feet in the clouds, got my head on the ground. I know that I'm not a square, as long as they're not around. But I find it very, 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 very hard. Oh, I find it.
That's his 2007 album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So yes, Paul McCartney. Okay, 2007. 2 years ago in July, he did a live concert at Citi Field, the Good Evening New York City concert. We're going to be hearing a couple more recordings from that. And the following year, 2010, Paul McCartney did a worldwide concert tour. He did 30 concerts in 2010 in North and South America and in the UK. Also, in a year ago, in June 2010, he was the first ever British recipient of the prestigious Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. That's given by the Library of Congress. And Paul McCartney played at the White House for President Obama and his family. And then that same year in December, just a few months later, he was back at the White House again to receive a Kennedy Center honor. And as I said at the top of the show, this summer he's just announced a concert that he'll be playing at Yankee Stadium this July 15th, 2011. Paul McCartney, lifetime career. And of all the songs that Paul has written, according to the BBC, the one Paul McCartney song that has been the most covered song of all time, first released in 1965 and covered by over 2,200, that's 2,200 artists. The song is Yesterday. And according to the BBC, it's been played more than 7 million times on American TV and radio. So make that 7,000,001. We're about to hear Paul McCartney live at Citi Field singing the song Yesterday, followed by Band on the Run, Paul McCartney.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I know now, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The rain is pouring with a mighty crash as we go into the sun.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. If you'd like to email, please get in touch, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org.
The Friends of Maris are proud to present in the 5th Annual Maris Hearn Life Celebration Concert, Alana Amram and the Rough Gems, also Mark Black. The concert is to benefit domestic